Sacral Alignment going here today. And I invite you to just sit back and breathe these words into your mind, into your heart, into just every cell of your beingness this morning, as we open ourselves to being together, supporting each other, and receiving what we came here to receive this morning, that those special Christmas gifts that will bless us throughout the week. We are aligned with the presence of God within. We are protected by God's love, wisdom, knowledge, and grace. The God consciousness within helps us discover more about who we are. Thank you, God, for the gift of spiritual intuition. Thank you, God, for aligning our conscious, subconscious, and superconscious minds. And so it is. And away we go today. We are continuing our look and exploration of God consciousness. We're going to talk today about moving into God consciousness as much as we can. We talked last week about God consciousness being a state of awareness, a state of beingness, a state of consciousness. And it's an ever-evolving process. God is infinite, infinite love, infinite wisdom, infinite intelligence, infinite presence. And if infinite presence is infinite, then we are always growing, always learning step by step. And from that place of third dimensional understanding where we are today and moving into our fourth dimensional understanding, there's still so much more to learn. And we want to look at the overall big picture, because that puts our, I wouldn't say little picture, but that puts our own steps in front of us into a perspective that is helpful. And sometimes it's helpful to go, okay, why do I need to forgive this person? Oh yeah, there's that bigger picture of moving into God consciousness. Okay, I guess it's worth it then, even if I don't feel like I want to do that today. And that experience of course, doing our work of forgiveness or meditation and all the steps that we need to take is not something we can just read about in a book and say, oh, forgiveness is so powerful. What a great concept. We actually have to do the work. And as we do that work and experience the release step by step, God consciousness is also slowly but surely, we are being, using the word that Jane used in our meditation time last week, we are absorbed in that greater consciousness, that infinite consciousness, that presence. And that's not something we can just read about in a book or study or know the language around. It's something that we experience in and through our whole beingness. We also talked last week, just kind of reviewing our time together, that God consciousness can be challenging because it's such a huge concept to our minds that are used to understanding the third dimension and having our fourth dimensional knowledge that we've been talking about for a while, and the beautiful resources on the Center for Enlightenment being there for us and having that, you know, seeping in that understanding of God consciousness, we can still only understand it step by step. And think about who you were in high school. You know, maybe that was 10 years ago for you, maybe 20, maybe 30, maybe more. But think about that person that you were, that 16-year-old in high school, and what state of mind you were in at that time. what you thought about the world, what you thought you were going to conquer in this life, what you thought you couldn't conquer in this life, what you didn't even imagine you could conquer and move through in this life. And would you have had any, and did you have any idea of who you would be and what you would have gone through leading up to where you sit today? And think about all the evolutions of consciousness you've had since you were 16 years old. You've graduated high school, moved into a job, whether you moved into a job right away or took time for college or got married, had children, didn't have children, married and divorced, married and married, whatever, you know, all those different relationships you've been in, all those different work experiences, all those different life experiences, adventures and losses and gains, all of that, that 16-year-old self of you would not have been able to have any place to put that in that 16-year-old mind of, you know, well, this is life and this is what you're going to go through. And these are the ups and these are the downs. And, you know, the 16-year-old self was just like, hey, I just want to go hang out with my friends, you know, or, hey, I got homework to do, or, you know, babysitting job or paper route or part-time job or video games or whatever, you know, that 16-year-old didn't have the expansion of mind to take in all that you've gone through. We wouldn't be able to go back to that 16-year-old self and say, oh my gosh, wait until you go through these experiences. Some are going to be joyful. Some are going to be terribly difficult. Some are going to be boring. And some are going to just fill your soul with light and love. And the 16-year-old self is just not going to understand it. We had to go year by year, step by step, experience by experience, learning and growing, finding out who we were in order to find out who we are today. And we couldn't have imagined that. And God consciousness is like that, right? Where we can talk about it. We'll talk about it today. And we talked about it last week. But we expand our consciousness step by step, experience by experience, taking responsibility for what comes into our awareness that we need to break free from some old thought pattern, some forgiveness need, or moving beyond our fears, or committing to our meditation time every day. You know, these are the daily steps that we embrace and that we take that helps to expand our consciousness. There's a video on this self-study lesson on God consciousness called, something about a door, walking through the door or moving beyond the door or something. I don't remember now. I'm so sorry, but it's a wonderful video regardless. And Jane talks a lot about, you know, this is about moving through this door of consciousness. And then there's a next door and a next door and a next door that we move through. And God consciousness has many aspects and many dimensions that haven't been taught to us or experienced by us. And experience is the key. And we would feel overwhelmed if we became God conscious all at once. And even if we say, oh my gosh, just try me, I'll take it, whatever it is, I'll feel overwhelmed for a while, it's okay. But we wouldn't be allowed to experience God consciousness all at once because it'd be too much for our limited human mind to comprehend. And we wouldn't understand what to do with it when we got there. And I love this picture because we are at that first door. We have learned about the third dimension world. We are learning about the opposites. We are learning how to not get sucked into one opposite or another opposite. We are learning about karma. We are learning about forgiveness. We are learning about healing our emotional pain, dissolving our emotional pain. We are learning about relationships and whether it's a close relationship, a friendship, a family relationship, a work relationship, and we're learning how to deal with that. We're learning that, oh my gosh, there's more going on here than meets the eye. So we're standing on this, in this third dimensional room, and we see the next room, and we're beginning to understand, oh, there's another room in there. And oh, I bet on the other side of that door on the left and the right, there's furniture in there. And I wonder what it looks like. It's decorated very differently than our third dimensional room. It's the fourth dimensional room. And we get a peek in there and we're practicing with that. We're practicing preparing for that fourth dimension room. We're understanding karma. We're understanding, hey, there's more than meets the eye here. And there's not just this room for lifetimes, for the existence of our soul. We just thought there was this one room. And this one room encompasses the entire third dimension. And we've been spending a lot of time here learning about what it's like to be an animal here, and plants and minerals and humans. But now we know, oh my gosh, there's another room in there, and there's other stuff to learn, and we can grow into that. And so we're kind of, you know, we do our work and we get to be kind of like a little bit in the third dimensional room and a little bit in the fourth dimensional room. And eventually we will take that big step of being fully in that fourth dimensional room, and we'll have to hang out there for a while and really learn that furniture and really learn the placement. And maybe there's a file cabinet in there and we have to study all those files and understand all the laws of the fourth dimension, all the ways that we have responsibility in the fourth dimension and how that's different from the third dimension. And we have to continue to let go of our third dimensional way of thinking about things as we're opening to that intuitive fourth dimensional guidance and wisdom and knowledge. And then there's another door. And I don't even know what's on the other side of that door, but it encompasses that next step of God consciousness, the next step of awareness, the next step of understanding the infinite consciousness that exists. But if we go from where we are in this third dimensional room all the way to the end of that hall, door after door after door, without stopping to learn anything, we will not know what to do when we get there. We would have suddenly, if we were allowed to get there before we learned everything, we would suddenly have all this responsibility, all this energy, and our little human third dimensional, even 1 foot in the third dimension, 1 foot in the fourth dimension. And we wouldn't be able to comprehend it. We would, you know, like last week I mentioned something that Jane, a way of describing it that Jane would share in classes over the years, like it's just being dropped into another country and you don't know how to get around. You don't know how to ask for transportation. You don't know how to ask for food. You don't know the currency. You know, there's just no way to survive because there's too much knowledge that was missed before we landed there. So we have to master each room. We have to master each step. And as we learn and grow and release and expand, our consciousness grows in capacity to take on that next step, that bigger room of consciousness. And we grow and grow and grow and grow, being our humanness, being absorbed by that infinite consciousness. And it has to be slow because, you know, there's so much to learn. There's so much to learn in each room. Right now in that next room, we can only see the doorway and the understanding that there's another room beyond that. But there's a lot in that next room to learn and master before we go on to the next one. Just like in our third dimension, we've had to come a long way before we even noticed that there was another door. We've never known in the history of our souls that there was another door. So yay us, here we are. This was a picture. I am actually at my parents' house this week, and this is a picture I took from the airplane yesterday morning as I was flying in. I just want you to come into this picture with me. So as I was looking out the window, I was just noticing what this perspective was like, and that it's like a higher consciousness perspective, right? When I was on the ground, like we are right now, we're on the ground, and you can look around in your room and see your furniture and see the things that are familiar to you and the things that you're responsible for. And then there's the next step. As we grow in consciousness, we grow in our connection to humanity. We grow in our connection to the all, to the all and the everything. So this is kind of like one of the next perspectives that we have, maybe 5 or 6 steps from now. I don't know how that goes, but it's certainly an expanded perspective where we can see so much at the same time, right? We can see the little houses, and in each of those little houses is a family, and maybe they're a happy family having breakfast together because this was in the morning. Maybe they've got some karma to work through that's a little more difficult, and maybe they're arguing about who's going to take who to what baseball game or practice, or who's mowing the lawn today, or maybe they're getting ready to go on vacation. But each little home has its own story, and we're able to just see it from a distance and feel the love and compassion for just their humanness, and the trees, being able to see the trees and how beautiful they are and how happy they are to be growing and sharing their gift to the world of oxygen, and also taking in the carbon dioxide that help them grow, and the people driving along the street in those tiny little cars that are so part of our vision. So it's like we're one with all of this right now, being able to see all of that at once and embrace it, and just embrace it, and having that capacity to then step back and look around our own little room and household and see what needs to be done there, and then come back to the picture and say, yeah, there's more. And maybe my only job is to love this wholeness and do what's mine to do in front of me. And our consciousness grows to be able to encompass both our little world around us and holding the space for all of humanity. And we have to grow into that capacity, because that's a lot of little houses in there with a lot of little people doing a lot of little things that we can love and support with our energy, with our consciousness, while still doing what's ours to do right in front of us. So thank you. Thank you for stepping into that picture with me and just experiencing that expansion of awareness for a moment. All right, how do we develop God consciousness? Meditation, Jane has said over and over and over again, and I imagine will continue to say, meditation is the most important action you can take to change your consciousness. Meditation is the most important thing we can do to support ourselves in moving more and more into our infinite beingness. Meditation is a process that helps begin to unveil our true self and supports us unveiling that true self all along the way, and connects us with our true self, connects us with a true self that is connected to God consciousness. And it's all one. It's all one. And part of that meditation practice is, what happens is that our subconscious gets cleared. And this is straight out of our wonderful, amazing, small but mighty spiritual power tools book. As your intuition develops through daily meditation, you gain the ability to look below the surface of your conscious mind into the depths of your soul's history, which has been unavailable to you until now. This is the first time in the evolution of your soul that you have the opportunity to integrate subconscious material into your conscious awareness. As you assimilate these subconscious pieces, you become from 1/10 conscious to 2/10 conscious, and eventually 3/10 conscious, and so forth. And ultimately, we become 100% conscious of our whole being, and we'll have complete understanding of our soul. And then we understand other souls, and we understand lots of different things, lots of different dynamics that happen in the world and the universe. And this is a process we must take to uncover the real self, is taking advantage of those pieces of our subconscious iceberg that come to the surface and embrace them and say, okay, I'm feeling this right now. What do I need to know about it? What do I need to love, forgive, surrender, and let go? And that water around the iceberg is that infinite presence. So every time we dissolve a piece of that iceberg, we expand, we are absorbed into that infinite presence that's all around us anyway. We're just removing the blocks to being in that presence. Meditation assists us to live on the outside while learning about the inside. Meditation helps us still the mind and tune into those messages, those Christmas presents that are always coming in, always being revealed to us. When we're paying attention, we can catch them and unwrap them and feel the blessing from them. Meditation helps us practice, withdraw our attention from the 5 physical senses, which is what the human mind pays attention to the inner sense, that intuition. We learn to trust our intuition more than we trust our 5 senses, and not that we don't have that input or we're not aware of it. We just don't use that as our place of decision-making. We use our intuition. We trust that internal guidance that has the higher perspective, that can see from the airplane instead of just from the room. Meditation helps us learn about our thought patterns and our emotional pain that need to be released, need to be dissolved by us and release. But we have to know what they are first, so that those subconscious chunks come up to the surface, so that we can look at them, let them be in our awareness and release them, learn what we need to learn and release them. Meditation helps us with that, because meditation is when we get downloaded with our information. And we align through our meditation time, through that practice of stilling the mind and letting our energy expand and encompass more and more. Slowly but surely, we are aligning more with the soul and less with our ego awareness, our ego attachments and identity. For the next 4 weeks, we're going to be working with the meditation booklet that Jane wrote called Meditation, Your Key to Accessing Universal Consciousness. This is a wonderful booklet that is a Q&A on meditation. You can find the content on the website. It's fully there. There's a menu item. You can access it from the homepage. On the menu item at the top says Meditation Booklet. Meditation, Your Key to Accessing Universal Consciousness, and just click on that and you can go to the page where you can see the whole content on there. And as we go through these next 4 weeks, if you are already a meditator and you have a consistent ongoing meditation practice, then these next 4 weeks are going to help you deepen that practice. I'm going to encourage you to just add a little and push yourself a little in your meditation time and just see what happens as we go through. And if you're an intermittent meditator, you know, once in a while I do, once a week, you know, whatever, like when I feel like it, when I need it, then these 4 weeks are going to help you steady your commitment and understand why it's important, understand what's happening, and learn some ideas to help you create your meditation time in a way that is more, I don't know, more productive, more inviting. And if you're a beginning meditator, then it will help you set up your practice, understand why it's important, and you have the support of all of us in creating that meditation routine. So I invite you to participate with us for the next, well, always, right, on Sundays, but for the next meditation series specifically. So as we're taking our steps into God consciousness, toward God consciousness, into God consciousness, we come back to our spiritual steps. This is also from our spiritual power tools book. The commitment to work with our soul, that is a commitment we need to make over and over and over again, because every time we take a step, there's a new step to take, and we need to commit to that new step in order to start the process of unfolding the next bit of soul awareness. And meditation, of course, is part of our spiritual step. Consistently, being the observer self helps us manage our emotions, and that observer self, Jane says, she says, I use my observer self all the time. And it's something that continues to help us. It's the part of us that sees from the airplane if we're paying attention, instead of just seeing the room that we're in. And the short-sightedness, even though I can look around the room and see what needs to be done, do what needs to be done by me, but my observer self can see from the airplane and say, yeah, that needs to be done, but there's something outside that needs to be done. There's something else that needs to be done. And the observer self is that intuitive part of ourselves that sees what we need to see that's coming up from the inside. And it also is in tune with our karma, our world, and helps us to know what we need to do on the outside as well. Quite efficient, I would say. That observer self also helps us become less dependent on our intellect, less dependent on the five senses, and more listening, more receptive to the intuitive information coming through. And forgiveness, of course, we've talked about over and over and over again. We'll continue to talk about forgiveness. It's our little hammer that helps break up that piece of iceberg that comes up to the surface. It's like, oh, I don't know what I need to do here, but if I forgive something, that's going to help. When in doubt, forgive, Jane has said. And letting go of the ego, letting go of our, when we say letting go of the ego, that can mean so many things. And it's not just like, oh, that's my ego. I don't need to look at that. I just need to know it's my ego. Well, no, it's the ego is made up of these false beliefs and these things that we need to dissolve in that chunk of iceberg. So letting go of the ego is the willingness to step back and say, okay, how I'm holding this, how I've been holding this piece of iceberg to me, to my soul over lifetime after lifetime, isn't working. So letting go of the ego means stepping back and being able to see that information a little bit differently so that we can help dissolve it and let it go. And love, forgive, surrender, and let go. That is our mantra as we move on this journey. There's a question in the self-study lesson that I just thought was so wonderful. How does patience support the journey into God consciousness? Now, patience is not my favorite word. I can be patient with other people. I'm very patient. Sometimes I'm too patient, but one way I'm not patient is with myself. And so I love this question because it I think it speaks for all of us because we want to just hurry up and get away from our emotional pain. And we want to hurry up and experience God consciousness. And we want to hurry up and get away from those people in our lives who drive us crazy. And we want to, you know, hurry up and get our desires fulfilled. And we want, you know, and if our commitment is to move into God consciousness, if our commitment is to free ourselves from the ups and downs of the third dimensional human life, then we have to have patience because it can't all happen at once. We've been attaching ourselves to this iceberg and it's been building until today over lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And it may not take lifetimes and lifetimes to dissolve it because we're conscious and we're cooperating with the dissolving of that and the detaching from the third dimension and from all that we've been carrying in that iceberg. But it takes time to do that. God consciousness comes in small increments. Our dissolving and detaching from the third dimension comes in small increments. And every step we take, there's a next one. Like the doors where there's one door after another, even in each room, there's one more thing to learn before we're ready for the next step. And, you know, sometimes we have to forgive things many times over to get the understanding about the situation that we need to get. And so there's always a next step. There's never a time where we can land and say, okay, I made it, I'm done. Because God is infinite. And so we keep on growing. There's always something more to explore. And you know, it's really, from what I understand, it's really in this third dimension that we feel the heaviness and we are batted around by the opposites. We're not batted around by the opposites in the fourth dimension. We understand that they're there. We understand how to work with them and work around them, but we're not carrying the heaviness of them anymore. We are not, the word that's coming up to me is we're not damaged by them anymore. We're not hit by them anymore. We're not elated by them anymore, but we feel that constant joy of the airplane view. We feel that love for everything. Like, oh my gosh, this is, everybody's doing their thing. And isn't it wonderful? It's just the many flavors of life, of third dimensional life. And it's beautiful. And I can see that from that airplane view, even if I can't see it in my own room sometimes. There's always another bigger way to look at that. And I just like this statement, plain and simple, on this self-study lesson. Do not expect to be enlightened all at once. Darn it. But still, it's better to know that than to expect it and be disappointed time and again, right? So there's always, always another step to take. Other strengths on the journey to God consciousness that Jane has talked about is how important our desire is. That is our very first self-study lesson, is desire. Having the desire to know that there's more, having the desire to uncover our infinite self, our true self, having the desire to love God. That's how it looked for me when I was my teenage self. I didn't know what that meant. I had no idea what that meant, but I just wanted to be of service to God. And I wanted to share that love and that joy and that feeling okay with oneself in God with other people. And that was my desire, but it was enough of a desire in the right direction that when I met Jane, she was able to see that and know what my soul was talking about, even if my mind had no idea what that journey was going to be or what it meant. And then there's a commitment to, okay, not only do I have this desire, but I'm going to put my whole self into whatever I need to do to accomplish my desire, to make it happen. And there has to be courage along the way, because it can be scary letting go of old belief systems. Scary, and I know is the most accurate word, but there are thought patterns and beliefs that we, and I'm getting, yeah, that's a very accurate word. Okay. So we have, you know, if we think about our more primitive lifetimes when we were early in our human understanding and evolution, you know, those consciousnesses that we were, those personalities that we were in form were very primitive, and they were just learning how to survive. They were learning how to find their own food. And they, you know, we had a little bit of that animal instinct. So we could do a little bit of that, but we also had a different intellect that we didn't have as animals. So we were learning about that. And all of those primitive fears and fights that became part of us are some of the things that we need to let go of today, because they've been reinforced in different ways. They've evolved. You know, maybe we don't necessarily fear having the next slab of meat to eat, but there are other things that we fear in survival, when we're in survival mode in this lifetime, that we have to have the courage to say, okay, this is what I have believed. I have believed that I have to have the perfect job, or I was going to be desolate. Or I have believed that I have to have a relationship, or I will be abandoned and alone for the rest of my life. You know, and those are the soul patterns that have been reinforced lifetime after lifetime that we get to uncover and learn about and release a piece at a time. And that takes courage to be able to say, no, I'm going to trust. I'm trusting that I'm not a primitive consciousness. I am evolved enough to be able to look at this. I am spiritually mature enough to be able to look at this and release it and let it go. And we have to have persistence, because if we have it, you know, and I can certainly speak firsthand about this, you know, if we are really good at our spiritual work 1 week and feeling like, okay, I did that, I can check that off my list. And now this week I get to fluff off, I get to watch TV, I get to go play, you know, and certainly we play, and that's a good thing. But knowing that everything we do is spiritual, and everything we're doing is part of our journey, and the fun is part of our journey, and the excitement is part of our journey, and the play is part of our journey, and the work is part of our journey. It's all part of it. And that dedication is important as well, to remain dedicated to our commitment and reinforce that commitment over again, and dedicated to our soul desire to be free. Our soul is already one with God. Our soul calls for God as much as our God calls for our soul to be awake and know that beautiful oneness and the dissolution of any sense of separateness whatsoever. But it takes time. We get carrots on the journey, Jane calls them. We experience a taste of God consciousness and inspiration. Every step we take a step, and then we can feel the expansion. We can feel the release of energy that comes from that. And we can feel that God consciousness being in and through us, and us being absorbed into that consciousness after we take a step. And we take a breath and we nibble on our carrot, and then we dip down and look at the next piece of subconscious iceberg that is coming up to work with. And that's how it works. We have these ups and downs, and they're all part of the process. They're all part of the experience. I know on our Thursday group, I shared a little bit about Thursday morning. I woke up just feeling all of this emotion, and it was geared toward one particular person, and I had my meditation time right before all of this came up, and I had such a beautiful experience of in my meditation time that when the emotion came up, it's like, okay, I know this is just something for me to look at because I just had this awesome experience, and you know, and I was able to hold my observer self as I was processing through that emotion. And then I was able to see what I needed to do. I was able to see in two directions. One, what do I need to do on the outside to handle this? And the other was, what do I need to do and look at and forgive in myself on the inside? And it was beautiful. And I was so grateful for that meditation in the morning because it held me as that experience held me as I walked with my observer self through processing what I needed to process that day. So this week, we will continue on our Thursday Q&A support group at 7 o'clock Eastern to share our experiences and feel the loving support of the group, of the dedicated souls who are saying, okay, I'm working this and I want support. I don't want to do this by myself. I don't want to feel like I'm the only one this is happening to, you know, so we get to share together and we share our difficulties. We share our insights and just a wonderful time to support each other. The link for that will be in the chat room or the chat section. And we thank you always for your loving presence and support of Center for Enlightenment. And if you'd like to donate to the center, there is a link also in the chat area. And I invite you to use Jane's meditation that she's going to be sharing with us next every day this week. Just use the current meditation or go back to some of them that she's already shared with us the last several weeks and use that as your meditation, your guided meditation every morning. And keep track of how it's supporting you day by day. What do you notice that's different? And write down those iceberg Christmas presents that are coming to the surface. That's kind of ironic, right? That it's an iceberg, the North Pole, South Pole, I don't know, whatever. But write down those Christmas presents each day and how that energy is supporting you and having new insights about those Christmas presents. And the way to get started toward God consciousness is to quit talking and begin doing. So I have the pleasure of introducing to you Jane Hart, who's going to be sharing with us our meditation today.
Good morning. I would like you to put your hand on your heart. Just all of you, put your hand on your heart. This is your center for enlightenment. It belongs to you. It is part of you. It has lived with you forever and ever because you are the center for enlightenment. Hold that heart, hold that center as we go forward in our meditation. So as we close our eyes and feel our hand on our heart, feel your heart beating. Feel it beating. You are a being. You are a spiritual being. And you are infinite. You are infinite. You have always been infinite. You never have been anything less than infinite. And now, as we meditate, we are opening our heart to receive more love and support from our infinite self, our infinite beingness. And silently just hold that moment in meditation. Thank you, God. Thank you, infinite being. Forever being present within me and supporting me and loving me.
to your heart. Alignment going.
And now, with your eyes closed, keep your eyes closed. I want you to take a journey with me. Just a little journey with me. Oh, we're on this journey together. Now we're going to pretend we're on a train. And the train is named June. And we've been on this train for many, many days together. And our destination is July. And July is soon to come forward for us. And so we're riding comfortably on this train together. Our heart is beating as one heart. Can you feel your heart expanding and connecting with all the hearts in the universe? Because they're all beating in perfect sequence with each other. So we're going to take everyone in the universe with us on our little journey. And this is a very important journey into July because it marks 6 months of 2022. We just rest back in our seats, holding that energy for all of the universe now. Oh, every soul, because every soul, when you think of it, is all their hearts are beating right now with us. I may be 20 miles away from you, or hundreds of miles away from you, or thousands of miles away from you, but it doesn't matter. Our hearts are always beating one heart. We are not separated from each other. We are connected with our heart, with our very being, but our heart is something we can understand better. So as we hold the universe into our heart, and we move down the track, soon to be in July 1st. And now we're just going to pretend that July is here. And we're all going to get off the train together in July 1st. And we are going to be having some interesting experiences in July. Many Christmas presents, so to speak, will be waiting under the tree every single day when we wake up. And with our eyes closed, we're seeing our Christmas tree with a gift for us, all wrapped up when we wake up in the morning. Sometime during the day, that Christmas present will automatically unwrap and deliver its package to you. Keep your eyes open for it. That is how we expand our consciousness into God consciousness. And I want you to, every day, July 1st, get your notebook out. And I want you to put down every day as you move through this, the gift that you got that day. It can be a revelation in consciousness. It can be somebody giving you a gift. It may be all kinds of possibilities. You see, all kinds of them. But I want you to keep track of those gifts, because when we move into August, we're going to get back on the train in August and move into August together at the end of July. And we're doing that together because there's great power and doing it as a team, as a support group. So as you prepare your mind and your heart to move into July, I'm going to ask you to slowly but surely open your eyes and look around at all the beautiful people that are sitting around you and those beautiful souls that are going to be connecting to us all week long and on Thursday night. Yes, I am so thrilled and excited that you're with me on this journey, that we aren't separated for a moment. We are one. We are one. What a joy that is. What an absolute joy it is. We are one. We are one heart beating together. And when something happens this week that is puzzling to you, just put your hand on your heart and say, I'm going to figure it out because I am the center for enlightenment. I am the center for enlightenment. And I have a lot of friends today, every day of my life, that are here supporting me, loving me. And I'm here. I'm here every day of my life for the last 25, 30 years. When I began teaching students, they live in my heart. They live in my heart, thousands and thousands and thousands of them over the many years. We have a wonderful group. This is our time. This is our time. Be grateful for it. July. July is coming. Bang, it's fireworks. The 4th of July, those fireworks are for us. Call upon pushing us into July, August, going forth on our journey, moving and exciting. You have to be excited about this journey. Even when I got down and out, sometimes I would say, Jane, you're on a journey that's going to support you and is going to support you the rest of your life. Keep going, babe. I'd look in the mirror, look straight into my eyes and say, keep going, babe. You got it. It may be a little bit difficult right now, but you're going to get through it. You will get through it. And every day I looked in the mirror and told myself, I will get through it. I want you to have that determination within you. When you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, you say, I will get through it. I know my mind, my heart, my vision, my evolution of consciousness is here today, opening me up to greater understanding, more able to see beyond my limited self into my infinite self, and understanding this is only a body, a form, and there's going to be a day I'm going to drop this body, but I will never drop my consciousness. And you have never dropped your consciousness either. Remember that. For eons and eons and eons of time. Eons of time. This consciousness expansion has been expanding through very many, many, many incarnations. Through many, many, many serious situations that you came flying through. So know from your heart here that you will get through. I will be there supporting you, even though you think I'm sitting here in my lovely little house, but I am always expanded into you, always. And you'll understand that someday. It'll be so clear to you. You will understand it and know it. And so I turn this back over to Lynn to do what Lynn does best.
And after that, the best thing I can do is say, have a wonderful week. And we look forward to seeing you Thursday and next week. Bye-bye for now.